What about the issue of R maintenance in these patients?
Right. Good question, Neil. You know, the resort trial just closed, and the resort trial was an ECOG trial looking at 4 weeks of rituximab in patients with indolent lymphoma, including follicular lymphoma, with low tumor burden. So not symptomatic, not a great big spleen, not bulky disease. They closed after accruing 600 patients. After 4 weeks of rituximab, if the patient had a partial response or a complete response, they were randomized to one of two arms. One arm was maintenance rituximab at one infusion every 3 months until the patient no longer responded to rituximab. So there wasn't an end of treatment. The other arm was waiting until the patient had a relapse of their lymphoma and then retreating with 4 weeks of rituximab, and waiting to see how long they stayed in remission. If they relapsed again, they would retreat them again with 4 weeks of rituximab until the patient no longer responded. Now, we have put about 5 or 6 patients on that trial at Rush University, and we have 4 patients who are on the maintenance arm, and some of them are out 4.5 to 5 years getting Rituxan every 3 months and remaining in a complete remission. Very impressive. Now, the big question is it better to keep them on a maintenance, or is it better just wait till they relapse, treat them when they relapse, because you're going to use much less rituximab in the second choice, only treat them when they relapse. And if it takes them both the same amount of time to become refractory to Rituxan, what's the use of just using it every 3 months, spending a lot of money, suppressing the immune system, maybe setting patients up for infections? And that's what's all being looked at in the resort trial. So I don't have an answer yet on maintenance rituximab.